So I just realized I can't save the world, and I wanted to talk about it. I was sitting down next to my fiance, and, you know, he's white, I'm black, and, you know, I sometimes wonder if he understands me because, you know, it's not his experience, you know, but I want him to understand because I'm a woman and I want my man to feel what I feel. But it's not that I don't think that he can conceptualize it, you know, the experience of a black person or anything. I mean, you know, obviously any American, you know, white, black, Mexican, Indian, it doesn't matter. We all know the history of America. And with that said, it starts, unfortunately, with the historical stamp of slavery. If you think about American history, the first thing that comes to mind is slavery. And the mere fact is that it wasn't that long ago, 246 years, right? Enslavement happened, but centuries of oppression has been embedded in our culture here in America. And that doesn't just change overnight. So as I'm explaining my experience today and what I feel is still very much systemic racism, very much social racism. You know, it's like, you know, I don't even think he wants to admit that, you know, he would never understand. How can you understand what it's like to be in my shoes? You're not in my shoes. You don't have the size foot I have. You don't have you're not me, you know? And I think with that said, I just want black people to understand, people of color, BIPOC community. It doesn't even have to be a black experience. It could be a white experience as well. White people right now, there's so much white fragility going around, which actually has been here for centuries. People since Oprah have been complaining that they have to deal with the mere fact that their ancestors, and still today, they will not end racism. You know, I'm losing my train of thought because it's getting late. But, oh, I remember. Okay, so it takes me a minute, but I do come back. Fun times in my 20s. You know, we cannot expect white people, and this is my point in case in closing, because I don't like these anchor podcasts. Little segments to be longer than 10 minutes. I had a boss one time tell me, you know, keep it under 10 minutes. Whatever. Maybe he had a point. But my whole point is this. And last point. You cannot expect someone to understand your experience. They are not you. We have got to stop asking people for some type of validation about our experience. So much of my life, I've wanted my mom to, I mean, literally, you could apply this to anything in your life. I wanted my mom to understand how it was on my end watching her deal with her fucking crazy ass life. Mom, you know, I'm 35 years old. I want you for once. You know, now she's like in her 50s. I want her to be like, I understand that you didn't deserve to be, you know, a punching bag. I understand, Andrea, that, you know, these men in my life did this, this, and that. I understand that you got to see as my oldest daughter. I just wanted her to understand, can understand my experience. It's never happened. You know, all the bosses I've had, you know, when you're there at a job, you freaking love it. You want them to understand your position that you literally applied for that did not include picking up scabs off toilets. That happened to me. You know, not getting credit for your work. You just want people to understand. Listen, there's so many jobs I could have left fine if the management would just have accepted the feedback. But for some reason, this entitlement people have. And I do believe that everyone in this country, everyone in this world has this sense of entitlement, you know, whether it be religion, whether it be a position, whatever it is. And with that entitlement, you could say to yourself and to the other person, or sometimes you don't even have to say, it's just an energy you give off. I don't need to understand you, you know? And so you feel inferior because you're the person giving them the power, saying you need to listen to me. You have to understand. You have to have empathy. No, because that's never going to happen. Because once somebody has that type of power over you, that's not going to end. That is an addictive thing. that humans, you know, thrive on, especially when you get them in groups and call them a race. So what I want to say here is, you know, I love my man, and I would never want to think that he doesn't love me because he doesn't understand my experience. He cannot understand my experience. But what I loved about tonight, and he's sitting next to me, and I hope he understands this, he did listen. He listened, and now we're going to have a good night tonight. You know what I mean? I feel validated because he did not refute what I said. He didn't argue what I said. Sometimes I feel like he's not listening to me because he's looking down at his phone. But I'm loud as shit, so I know you hear me. He never freaking argued with me. He let me get it out. And then I kind of like felt relieved. So with that said, you know, take my experience. If you are a white person and you are an anti-racist and you red stamped and you read White Fragility and you've educated yourself and you have friends that are black, look, you can use, my friend is black, you can use the black card, go ahead. When it's for good and you just want to stop the bullshit, you don't want your kids and kids to be the face of racism. What? Who would want that? All you have to do is listen. You understand that? Black people, you need to stop expecting white people to understand. They can never comprehend what it's like to have freaking high levels of melanin. Like, how could they? Even though Italians could say they could, but still, you know, they'll never understand. You will never be black. I don't care how freaking tan you get. You will never have have problems like we do. They will never understand what it's like to get a job and you not being able to excel in your career, and you don't understand why you've been great at your job. You've been there for a while. Everybody else is ill, but you're not. Why they put you at night shift and not the day shift. You know, there's so many jobs I wanted to do first shift. They would never put me on first shift. I never understood why. I was always at night shift. It's kind of crazy. And then you think, well, what else would it be? You know, it's just kind of amazing. So with that said, you know, they'll never understand what it's like to be in a room with people you don't look like. They don't talk like you. They don't culturally understand you. Yet you have to completely assimilate to them all the time. Just assimilating, 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 assimilating. You know what I mean? They're not going to understand. They just think that you're one of them. You know, the token. You know, I'm pretty sure even the token will start to forget who they are. Like Candace Owens. I'm not getting into that right now. She completely forgot who she was because she assimilated so much. She forgot that she's a freaking black person. It's freaking amazing. So anyway, and you know, Candace Owens too, she's got so many people listening to her that she actually forgot. The people that she's refuting is her. So, all right, I'm out. Just know that the answer is always to listen and to accept the feedback and to let go of the fragility. You know, don't be offended. Don't be fragile. Listen. And if you can't understand it, just shut the fuck up. Point blank, period. Out.